Hi, I'm Steve Westerly, and this is Beneficial Intelligence, a new weekly podcast with stories and pragmatic information for CIOs and other IT leaders. This week, performance measurements. There was a famous experiment that took place in a plant in a place called Hawthorne, where scientific management theorists wanted to figure out if additional light would help productivity. So they set up a trial, they measured what everybody's performance was, they increased the lights, performance went up. They turned the lights back down to the previous level, and performance went up again. This is known as the Hawthorne effect, and it shows that when you observe something, you change the system. Now, measuring too much is, of course, also a problem. Around the same time where Drucker was quoted for saying what gets measured gets managed, then Ridgway published a paper in 1956 where that was titled "The Dysfunctional Consequences of Performance Management." So there has always been this awareness that, well, maybe it helps, maybe it hurts. What you need to find out in your IT department is to find a few measurements that make sense. Now, as an IT leader, you don't have to come up with these measurements. It's up to the individual or the individual team to come up with their measurements so they can select something that makes sense for them. Of course, the leader has the right to refuse a proposed measurement, but only do that if you have a good reason. You might also want to ask for a counterbalancing measurement. In Built to Last, the book about Home Depot, one of the founders of Home Depot said that they always had two measurements so that you couldn't game one of them. There was one that was counterbalancing. For instance, in a shop like a Home Depot store, you have Net Promoter Score. Would you recommend us to your friends? Now, you could get a high Net Promoter Score if nobody came into the shop. If you only had one customer, you could get a great score because that one customer got great service. So to counterbalance that score was, for instance, profit in the store. When you're selecting the measurements that you allow your teams to be measured on, then select them in pairs so there is a counterbalancing factor in play between the measurements in each pair. When you let everyone be part of designing the performance measurements, then you don't get the dysfunctional consequences of performance measurement, but you do get the benefits. Thank you for listening to Beneficial Intelligence, a weekly podcast with stories and pragmatic information for CIOs and other IT leaders. If you like the content, please spread the word. If you have comments, please get in touch. My contact information is in the show notes. See you next week.